The Lord bless you, saints. It is the third day, and we have been looking into the book of Exodus, a couple of chapters. Today, I would like to continue again on the chapter 2, because we had stopped at where Moses found himself in the palace of the king, being nurtured and tended to by the very hand that wanted to kill him. And that is a miracle in itself and something that only God could achieve. Like we said, to set a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And today I wanted to continue from verse 11. Lord, may you breathe upon your word and let the Holy Spirit help us enjoy it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So from verse 11, we see here that Moses was beginning to discover a passion in himself. At this point, he had no commissioning. He had not been told by an angel or whatsoever that he was going to be the deliverer, that he was going to set his people free. However, he finds in himself a burning desire, a burning passion for his people. And we read in verse 11, it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens. And he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren. Clearly, Moses was living a life of affluence, in the king's palace, different from the life that his brethren had. He was more privileged than they were. He had everything that they didn't have. But in spite of that, he wasn't carried away, which clearly is a quality that we can admire in Moses. He had a heart for his people. And in this way also, Moses clearly types Christ. Christ, which as a logos in the mind of God, was essentially a spotless lamb. He didn't have to take on the sins of his brethren. He didn't have to bear the burden of his brethren. He didn't have to become sin for us. He didn't have to share in our burden. But Christ took on our burden. He couldn't bear seeing us under the torment of sin. And he laid himself down to share in our burden, essentially to take on our burdens. And that's exactly what Moses did here. Moses did not, because he had a more privileged life, sit in the palace of the king and never care to share in the burden of his brethren. And, you know, he had that heart for them. And that's the same thing that I believe that every leader, that's the mind of a leader, a quality that God himself could use. And when we say leaders, we don't necessarily mean people who occupy specific fivefold ministry positions. We in fact talk about every person who has been made a prince or who has been made a priest, apologies, which, you know, the Bible says that he has made us priests and kings. So we all have that supplicatory role to play so long as we are children of God. We should share in the burden of our brothers. We should take on their burdens. We should not think because we're better off than them and leave them to themselves. No, it says that we should share each other's burden. Bear ye each other's burden. And that's what Moses did here. He looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he stepped in. And, you know, because he carried a burden, he carried a fire in his heart. Even before his commissioning, you know, the Lord had placed that burden on his heart to care for his people. Moses is not the only person, the only Jew who could have stepped in to defend his brother. But, you know, he had that burden in his heart. He looked that way, looked this way, and, you know, he slew the Egyptian. I mean, it's a given. We sometimes look at the scripture and say, Moses jumped ahead of God in terms of the role or the commissioning that God was going to give him. He didn't have a commissioning yet. He didn't have a calling yet. And he jumped ahead of God to do this. That is also a learning that we can draw from this scripture. If the Lord wants to use us for anything, it has to be first the right person, but more than just the right person, the right time. The right time, because God has a timing for every of his plan. So Moses definitely was the right person here, but this was not the right time for the task that the Lord had for him. And that's one learning as well, that we should be patient. We should wait on our commissioning, and we should also wait on our time. But more than that, the leadership heart that Moses bore here, the heart for his brethren, the heart of a supplicator that Moses also had here is something that we should emulate. That he didn't just walk away from that scene, seeing his brethren in suffering, but he stood right in front. He stepped right there to defend his brother. And when he went out in verse 13, the next day, two men who were Hebrews, now his two brothers, striving with each other. And he said, why are you fighting with your fellow? And verse 14, he got that rebuff. Who made you a judge over us, a prince and a judge over us? He was rejected by the same people that he was sent to, in which way he typed Christ again, very correctly, just showing that indeed Moses is a prophet like unto, like Christ is a prophet like unto Moses, as Moses prophesied that Christ would be raised as a prophet like unto himself, who was rejected by his people, the Jewish race. He says, who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as thou killed the Egyptian yesterday? And Moses, realizing this, fled for his life. And he found that again, Pharaoh is looking for him to slay. We see that when, of course, we run ahead of God, we put ourselves in the position where we lose our defenses. But clearly, I don't want us to lose oversight of the leadership qualities and the bearing the burden of our brother, of our sister, that was just burning in the heart of Moses here, even before he was commissioned. That was clearly something that the Lord had placed there. And he fled away, and he found himself, you know, in the house of a Gentile priest, you know, and found that he got married to one of them, one of his daughters there. And we also see that Christ was rejected by the Jews and picked up a Gentile bride in the same way as Moses did here, before he later got back to the Jews and was accepted by them to be his deliverer. But if we can think about it for a moment, do we bear the burden of our brothers in supplication? It's just a reflector. Just look at it. How much of your praying or your prayer is focused on your brothers? How much of your thinking is focused on your brothers? Particularly in our prayer life, is our prayer all about ourselves? Are we thinking about the cause of Christ in expanding the gospel to our other brothers who are out there who are not in the fold yet? Do we pray for them? Do we remember our brothers who are in the fold who are suffering in one way or the other? Do we remember the churches that are in troublous nations who don't have the opportunity to gather in a free way like some of us have, are we just carried away in enjoying the pleasure of the palace? It's well with us. We are all good, and they are in, you know, in suffering and being tormented, and we are not supplicating for them, and we are not reaching out to them. We have been made priests. We should remember that that task of supplicating, that task of bearing the burden of our brother, has been placed on every one of us who have been made priests, who have been called. We are called to bear each other's burden. May the Lord give us that grace. May we learn this from Moses here. And secondly, may we also learn to be patient, not to jump ahead of God in our commissioning, and to make sure that the timing is right. The Lord will do his work. The Lord will lead us. We all bear that burning desire in us. But we always have to remember that we have to be sent of the Lord. But more importantly, we should bear each other's burden. And those qualities of leadership, those qualities of bearing each other's burden, is really what is necessary to be able to deliver our brothers, to be able to deliver our sister from their oppression. We cannot deliver anybody from oppression, from suppression, from demonic oppression, if we don't bear a heart for them. Moses had a heart for the people, and he qualified, because he had his heart, he qualified to deliver his brother. The prophet said that we cannot deliver anyone without love in our heart, without bearing the burden of these people in our heart. So may the Lord give us that grace so that he can use us indeed to deliver our brother, to be a help, to deliver our brothers from their suppression, from the oppression, from whatever bondage that the devil might have placed them under, in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you, and I pray that the rest of the week will be a blessing. And as we go on, the Lord will continue to give us more understanding of his word, in Jesus' name. Amen.